Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 29. We do this live at around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. If you've got any questions about building a membership website, you can join us live and ask them directly to me and normally Spencer Forum. Unfortunately, Spencer's a bit ill. He's been a bit ill for the past couple of weeks, dealing with a bad back injury, but he is hopefully getting better and is planning to join us next week. In the meantime, I've got another friend of the show and who also is a co-host of another podcast show that I do, the WP Tonic Show. That is Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Absolutely. My name is Kurt Von Onen. I own an agency called Mañana No Mas. We focus largely on membership and learning websites, and I consult with businesses on putting those packages together.
Yes, Kurt knows a ton about education, building courses. He's got a lot of insight. So in this particular show, we're going to be talking about the 10 essential WordPress plugins that you really should install on your website if you're looking to build your membership website on WordPress. Both me and Kurt believe that you should be utilizing WordPress for the flexibility, ownership, power, and value for money that it offers. So let's go straight, I can't go straight into it because I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We've got to keep them happy, folks. So we're going to go for a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going straight in to this list. We'll see you in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership Shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. Just want to point out that we've got a couple of fabulous special offers from our major sponsors. Plus, we've got a curated list of the best plugins in different categories. So you don't have to spend a ton of time on the internet trying to find the best plugin for a particular part of your website. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is to go over to WP Tonic. That's WP-Tonic.com /deals, WPTonic/tonic.com/deals, and you can consume all the goodies there and have a feast. So let's go straight into it. I love saying that, actually. I'm a beast. Sounds a bit like Harry Potter, doesn't it? So let's go straight into it. I see myself as a WordPress wizard goblin. That's what I see myself. There we go. So let's go straight into it. So you set up your WordPress web and you need a way to build your pages, your posts, your content. I personally, there's two buckets here. I see there's many others, but my honest opinion, Kurt, is that there really is only two fundamental choices in 2023. It's either Elementor, hopefully I always struggle pronouncing it, or Gutenberg, but you've got to use a framework with Gutenberg, and I think the leading one is Cadence WP. What are your thoughts about this?
You know, this is, you could ask 20 people and get 20 answers. It's, I dove into Elementor late in the game, but then I really began to use it like a crutch. Like if I have a customer that has like a PDF example of what they want or a Figma thing, you can recreate with Elementor pretty readily. And so I really began to use Elementor like a crutch, but as Gutenberg picks up more speed, and we've said this before on the show, it's like it's getting better and better, but there's, you still need, so if you're an Astro user, you're Astro Pro, if you're Cadence, you're going to go with the Cadence products. I have to agree with you. Cadence is a great, great product.
The only thing is, you fit, recently in the Witch's Brew, you've introduced full site editing, which Cadence WP at the present moment does not support. I have no idea if they're ever going to. I would imagine at some stage they might do. But that's a whole Pandora's box of discussion that really, in some ways, is very relevant if you are a WordPress professional. But if you're trying to build your membership website yourself, you probably have absolutely no interest in this discussion between full site editing or not with some of these major Gutenberg frameworks like Cadence WP. Would you agree with that statement?
I more than agree with that statement. If the person listening to this podcast is building a single project, then they make one choice, one decision, and they move forward and they build their product. But if you're a freelancer or an agency, Jonathan, it's becoming almost a nightmare now to go in and do a needs assessment with somebody's existing project. Because you're like, well, do I go to the customizer? Do I go to the site editor? Do I open up Elementor? Like, where did this asset come from? And where do I make the adjustment? And you're really having to become a jack of all trades in the back end of these websites.
Yeah, you have no. So take it for us. If you're looking to build a really great, successful membership website and you're doing it yourself initially to get the project up and going, so then you can bring in some help to help you. You want my honest advice here, folks. It's either Elementor or Cadence WP. And if you choose either of these solutions, you're going to be happy with your choice and you're going to be able to build out your membership website and you're going to future-proof it for the next couple of years as well. Neither of these two products are going anywhere. They're going to be invested in. They are both really high-quality teams with serious companies, and you're not going to be disappointed. On to the next.
It's all right. Cadence as a theme is wonderful, and the starter sites are wonderful. So you could do the Cadence starter site and still have Elementor for the adjustments and the customizing. It's a great combination.
You can mix the two together, yeah. I personally wouldn't. If I was a DIY individual, I think for somebody like you, that's totally, and they do work, complement one another. But I just for simplicity, which, you know, there's too many people, there's a lot of choice, unlike other solutions, folks. There's endless choice in WordPress, but that's one of its strengths, but that's also one of its weaknesses. We want to give you really great advice so you can get this up and running, making money, without you having to become a semi-expert about WordPress, because at the right time, you can buy that advice, right? On to number two. So you've got your basic website builder. You've either gone, like I say, with Elemental, Cadence, WP, got tons of educational out there. And if you've got some computer skills, you'll be able to get a website up and with not that much difficulty. But now for your courses and lessons, you need a organizer. You need a plugin that provides the structure, quizzes, and other elements that will assist you in building a great experience for your students. Just like the page builders that we have outlined for you, there are a lot of choice in plugins that can help you with this. But the two that are the leaders have the history and are, in my opinion, the two most serious players that have a history and a team is Lifter LMS or Learn Dash. I am consistently asked which one is best. I cannot tell you because both are superb, but both have strengths and weaknesses. You've got to understand, if you're just looking to build your first course, you can utilize either. It's only if you are got more specific requirements, then probably either one, you can make a logical choice. But if you're just looking to build your first course on WordPress, you cannot probably go wrong with choosing either of these platforms. What do you think, Kurt?
A lot of my conversations boil down to use case and how do they want to run their members, their users, their customer flow. And that comes from talking to how the project's going to go. Many times, because of the membership tools integrated within the platform and the learning content, I'll lean towards Lifter LMS, but I have clients on both. And to your point, using the course builder is very intuitive in both. The quality of the courses, the quality of the lessons, the quality of the platforms. It's very apparent that they're both premium products. So it can be a coin toss for some, but I do tend to lean towards Lifter LMS, but in full disclosure, also work directly with that team. So, yeah, I'd like Lifter, but you and I have had this discussion. If you're going to go further with the Buddy Boss and all that other development stuff, then you probably want to stick with the Learn Dash.
I think that was a fantastic assessment. I think the two things about Lifter, the base product, which is enormously powerful, is totally free. You then just need to buy an add-on. I think it's around $140 to integrate Stripe. And you're then got almost 90% of the functionality. That is amazing. For a similar price, a little bit more expensive, you can go with Learn Dash. But they do have a payment element inbuilt in Learn Dash, but it's not fantastic. You're probably going to have a membership plugin as part of it. With Lifter LMS, you don't. You just need the connector that connects with Stripe. The other great strength of Lifter LMS, if you're in, is the community and support if you buy one of their packages or one of their paid add-ons, the amount of support that you get from the Lifter team is of the highest level in the WordPress world. The founders and the management are dedicated to offering support, and it is excellent. I'm not saying the support that you will get from LearnDash is subpar, because it isn't. It matches with the higher end of the norms in the WordPress world. It's just that the support that you get from Lifter LMS is at amazing level, in my opinion, for what the amount of support they offer, even if you don't actually spend any money with them, is mind-boggling. So that is a strength, you know, a fundamental strength, which you can't see comparing them with a feature list, but you should be aware of it. On to the next thing. I think until a couple of years ago, it was one of the major failings of WordPress. It was one of the reasons why people looked at Swiss Army knife systems like Kajabi, other platforms like Freethemes, which is a walled garden, entraps you. You lose the flexibility of choice that you should get with WordPress. So in my mind, Freethemes is the worst of both worlds, basically, because you still have to deal with getting hosting and some of the slight tinkering that you've got to do if you're going to utilize WordPress. Was that it didn't have an effective marketing automation element to it. So basically, if students, it was halfway through a course and met a high point or ended a course and you wanted to send an automated email because they had reached element of the course or at end of the course and you wanted to send a promotional email to them offering them to join a higher course or any, you wanted to communicate and you wanted to automate that, you didn't have much choice. This isn't the only choice. Like everything we're discussing, there are multiple choices here. But I truly believe what came on the scene was a plugin called Fluent CRM. And it fundamentally, its team, its functionality, it, in my opinion, it meets 95% of the functionality of the leading marketing automation product, which a lot of people utilize, of ActiveCampaign or even Infusionsoft. I think it meets almost 95% of either product, which is amazing. Now you can offer such power inside WordPress. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, to be honest, I think most of the people that I work with will just barely scratch the surface of what Fluent CRM would actually do for them in their business. Yeah. It's, you know, a lot of folks, they just want to be able to send email through the site. So, you know, the user list, that's the WordPress user list. I want to send a newsletter or, to your point, want to send a notification for a certificate or completion of a course. And it's absolutely perfect for that, but can do so much more, especially with the...
Well, to be truthful, you can do that. You can do... Sorry, interrupt. But you can do all that in either Lifter LMS or LearnDash. It will send out those anyway. This is if you've got a more established membership website and you... you want the freedom of WordPress, or you want to go back to WordPress because one of these Swiss Army solutions, they're normally very expensive if you get into the medium to larger membership website. or they don't have this marketing functionality and you are having to utilize something like ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft, that's a very expensive combination. If you're beginning, you'd probably, like what Kurt has said, you're probably only going to use 5% of the functionality, but it's there. You get this as all part of WP Tonic setup. But it is enormously powerful, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, powerful and affordable. I mean, everyone thinks MailChimp is cheap, but as soon as you get any users in the system, you know, that cost expands, right? And so when you look at this and say, you know, and forgive me if I'm incorrect, but I think it's somewhere around $100 for an annual license to get started. I mean, that's nothing to be able to communicate with your user base on the way that you want to communicate.
And they're an amazing team, aren't they? Their ethos and their support that they offer, it doesn't compare to Lyft LMS, but it's close, isn't it? They are very proactive on their Facebook support page in general. The founder is a fantastic individual. They're just a quality team, aren't they, with the right attitude, haven't they?
Yeah, culture is a big part of it. And I can see that from the folks on the list we've picked today.
Yeah. On to the next one, SEO, search engine optimization. It is important. It's been important for many years. Obviously, at the present moment, we're in a bit of a flux because of AI, but for the foreseeable future, I would say probably in the long term, being able to find your site. It's always been one of the strongest elements of utilizing WordPress because it is extremely SEO friendly. You do need probably a plugin. A plugin won't, it's just a framework. It's exactly like utilizing Lyft or LearnDash. It won't make your course successful. The content of your course, content of your website and the content of your course are the things that will make your website successful. It's the same with an SEO plugin. You've got to learn how to utilize it, and you've got to have content on your website that it will assist you to promote, make it available to Google and other search engines. Now, the historical leader in this has been a plugin called Yoast, which is free. It has a paid version. I would never recommend anybody pay for the paid version. Now, Yoast is a great solution. I still utilize it on some of my own properties, but I would not recommend it if a client was coming and having a free consultation with me and asked me directly. I would not recommend Yoast because I don't honestly think it's the best solution now. I have nothing. The CEO, she's a fabulous lady. I've interviewed her and I have no problem with her at all. But I just think there's a better solutions. There's, like everything we're discussing, there's a number of solutions here. But I think the best one, free, and they also provide a pro version. Some of the other solutions out there, they offer a lot of functionality. But that functionality, you really got to be an SEO expert to utilize it. And I'm focusing on the DIY individual that's trying to build something on WordPress and then build it up to a success level. So I think SEO Press, the free and pro version, is a good recommendation to those that are listening to this podcast. What do you reckon, Kurt?
I would probably just go a step further with my advice on that one, Jonathan, and that is if you're just beginning or you're new to the SEO process, the free version probably won't help you as much as you need. I think the pro version's worth the, I think it's $49 a year. It's worth that because, like, for instance, it has the AI, you know, meta tools and all that stuff. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you get, you know, garbage in, garbage out. I know a lot of people with brilliant content that's not being found, not being seen, and they're not making sales on their content, but they're not promoting it properly. And this is one of those, you know, must have tools to get your product in front of the right eyes.
Do you think I've been fair about what I said about Yoast?
Oh, absolutely fair. Yeah. I mean, I have Yoast on two or three of my sites, right? And a couple of customer sites. And I have that, the Yoast Pro or Yoast Premium. I can't remember which term they use for it. And to be honest, turning all the tags green in a post can sometimes drive you just a little bit batty.
Yeah, it's nonsense anyway, as far as I'm concerned. You just need to concentrate on your title and your meta description, which doesn't help the SEO. It just helps when somebody finds you're listed on a search. It's one of the things that you read to make the decision you're going to click the link. The rest of it, you trying to get those ticks, it's a total waste of time. And if you're going down that path, there are much better quasi-professional, fully professional SEO tools, but it's going to need an enormous amount of education and dedication, which is well worth it. It's a lot of what I spend my time on. But I would not advise the person that's listening to this podcast to go down that route, because you need to concentrate on building your community, your tribe, the people that care, that see you as a thought leader about the particular niche that you're offering your course in. And you need to online through Twitter, through Facebook, through Instagram, through TikTok, through YouTube. There's enough bloody platforms out there so you can become a thought leader, that you can become, build your own tribe for free through content, that then you can attract those people and they can be ambassadors. And if they find your content useful, they will talk about it through social media. And then you get the ball running, and then you can concentrate a bit more on the SEO. That would be my advice. Do you think I'm right about what I'm saying, Kurt?
I'm trying to process all of that, and you're alluding to a thing that a lot of new people to WordPress and to this, you know, the side hustle life hate, and that's you're mentioning all the work. You have to do the work to find success in these projects. There's no easy button. There's no shortcut. I mean, there's tools, but you still have to do the work. And to your point, content. You have to have content. And if you don't have content to drive the SEO, it's not going to go anywhere. You've got to have the work.
Yeah. On to the next one. Happy Files, the free and organized. Really impressed with this, and probably going to offer it as part of our own solution, actually. Basically, WordPress is a fabulous solution. But when you log into the back end, especially the media library, it's lacked a bit of love. It hasn't fundamentally changed in the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, maybe. And UX design has moved on considerably with new JavaScript tools that enable you to build functionality inside your browser app that was only available to a downloadable app on your iPhone or your tablet or your computer. Now, with modern web design, the ability to build interfaces that are the equivalent or even better are all out there. When you log into the media library, it works. It's still totally functional. It just needs a bit of UX and a bit more functionality, especially if you've got a lot of content, which somebody that's building various courses out, PDFs, videos, being able to categorize different content and various other options that are not available, Happy Vowels provides. So if you've got a lot of content, which somebody that's building an active community, courses, lessons, which is our target audience, utilizing Happy Vowels, I think the free offers a lot of functioning, the paid offers a bit more. It's a good idea. What's your own feelings about Happy Vowels, Kurt?
Use case again, if someone has a ton of content, especially in the LMS world, that people don't realize, and this comes up a lot when I do these mastermind calls with folks, is the media files, the media bin holds all the files. So PDFs, PowerPoints, images. A lot of people think it's just for images, but all that goes in there. And if you have a lot of content, finding what you need when you need it can be a pain in the rear. So file organization is really a time saver in that instance.
You've got a lot of stuff.
Got a lot of stuff.
Which are somebody building up a membership, multiple courses. I've got to be serious here, folks. If you're just looking to build one small course and it's going to just, that's going to be it. Probably everything we're discussing, you probably don't actually need to look at. You probably just need to utilize a membership plugin. This is focused at somebody that really wants to build a business through membership that's going to have various courses. If you're looking at that's either going to be a consistent secondary business, it's one of the few business opportunities that's totally possible at a very low investment, initial investment, especially if you're utilizing WordPress, that you can do at the same time you're in full-time employment. That's realistic. That can lead to a considerable return on time and effort that can really help your family, or can become a full-time gig to replace your existing business. It's one of the few really open still, and it still has a lot of opportunities out there. But right, so that I went off topic a little bit there about showing my enthusiasm. It's time to go for our middle break and listen to a couple of our great sponsors of the show. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. We've had a feast of information about, I've been trying to give some real guidance to the 60,000 choices that you could have with WordPress, so you don't have to waste your time, listeners and viewers. Before we go into the second half, I just want to point out that if you're looking for a great host that really specializes in membership and community websites, please go to WP Tonic, WP-Tonic.com. We offer amazing value. We have a passion about this. We host a lot of websites for a lot of different people on their journey, from starters to people that got making considerably good income from their membership websites. We have a lot of experience. We offer a host of the best plugins as part. We offer integration of email. We offer a ton of value at a very reasonable price. So go over there and please join us. We love you to be part of the family. We are dedicated to your success. So on we go. It's funny that I just said, you know, really great hosting is really important because a lot of people, they can build their website on really poor hosting and soon, and it looks to be working. And as soon as they get their first couple of students, only a couple of students, it all goes down the chute really rapidly through caching problems, all sorts of stuff. And one of the problems is, which is totally understandable, folks, because you just want to build a membership website, is there's a lot of people out there selling hosting, and it's pretty, it will work on a small website. Look, it will not work with all the, these are, you, what you're attempting to do needs some real hosting performance. As long as you get the right partner, you're going to have no problem at all. And we're talking about, with WP Tonic, we're talking, if you pay the annual, we're talking about $35 a month. We're not talking about a ridiculous sum of money, plus all we offer. And there's other people offering similar performance. They don't offer as much as what we offer, but they're there. So the reason I'm saying is that the next one on my list is Perfmatters. How do you pronounce it? Number six.
Perfmatters.
There's a lot of really rubbish hosting out there, and people really struggle. And if you're not trying to build a membership or community website, you can use this particular plugin, put it on, and it won't work on a membership site, but if you've got some other sites, well, it will work on a membership site, but you should have to utilize this. If you're with the right hosting provider, you should have to utilize this, but it will make a difference. There's a lot of other players out there. Well, a few players that say, but this one actually works, and it comes from a quality small team. I know one of the founders, and it works really well. I've really made a really cock up of introducing this plugin, really, haven't I? I've made a bit of a dog's breakfast of this particular one. Have you got any insights about this? Because I haven't done a very good job explaining why it's on the list.
The way that you came into the topic was spot on for me, Jonathan. When I work with clients and they start talking about page speed and site speed and all these things, I immediately go to, hey, let's take a look where you host it. What package do you have? You know, what plugins are in the back of this website? And that's why we're having this talk today, right? Like, how do you build a clean site that does what you need and all those things? That's why we're talking about these necessities. But Perfmatters comes into play when all those other things are kind of in place. And then you still want better performance, better speed. And like the image optimization that it offers is good. And I like how you can single out different scripts at different moments to make adjustments. And you can work within a staging site to see and measure the differences. But we're getting into technical for...
Yeah, well, this is the problem with it, because if you're a DIY, you won't... But the good thing
about it...
But the good thing about it is it offers a really good... interface. They provide really great documentation, and if you're really with a good hosting provider like WP Tonic or WP Engine or Kinster, or there's half a dozen out there that are quality hosting providers, you've got a medium website or membership website, you're probably not going to have to utilize something like that, or you shouldn't have to. But there's a lot of other hosting providers that you're having problems and you signed a two. There's a lot of them that get you to sign a 3-4 year. I don't know. You got to sign up for them for life, literally. You're probably putting this on is going to make, and it's not going to take your whole website down because there's some others that you can put on. And if you don't really know what you're doing, you can really screw your website up. But this will, for the price, for what it does, and I've got every confidence in the team behind it. They're serious people. They've got a history. One of the founders is a personal friend. So I've got no problem recommending it. So I think we need to go on to the next one because I've made a bit of a dog's breath of this anyway. And it's similar to what, but it has similarities to backup. Backup, most hosting providers, most quality hosting providers will offer backup that is accessible to you. And it's the same with WP Tonic, but we offer, we are anal about backup at WP Tonic, and most serious hosting providers are. We have about a 3-tier level of backup, one that we offer to our clientele if they require it. The other two that are our own backup systems. But if you're not on great if you haven't got a great hosting provider, just relying on their backup probably isn't a great idea. So you're probably wise to have your own backup plugin. There's a lot of them out there, and a lot of them, when you really need to utilize it, it doesn't bloody work. And that's based on 15 years development working with clients in the WordPress space. I've got no problem recommending if you're really with a really good quality hosting provider, you really don't need to install your own backup. We ask people on ours not to, because we give them 30 days backup availability if they want that availability. But if you're on a poorer hosting provider, it is advisable. And a great solution is WP Vivid Backup, the basic free or the pro. The pro, for the kind of power you get for the price, I think it's one of the best. When you look at other players, I think it really, I think they support over 300,000 websites. That's probably including the free and the pro. I don't know, but it offers, and it does seem to work. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, this particular backup tool is one of the most highly recommended ones in my WordPress meetup groups that I attend. So it's one of the favorites there. I fell in love with it for its migration abilities in, you know, migrating a site from one host to another, one server to another. There's another very popular migration tool, which has been giving me a lot of glitches lately. And when I switched over to this version, it's very smooth, very clean, and I really appreciated that. The other thing is it's got the image optimization. So if if the only reason you were looking at, you know, the Perf Matters thing was for image optimization and speed, you still get that with other tools. So it's you got to look at that checklist of these different tools we're talking about and see where the crossover is. But this would be a good option for someone looking for image optimization and wanting that backup as a bonus.
Yeah, I see where you come from. I would just concentrate on the backup. I understand why they did it, because it's another tick on the feature list. But the backup, they're credible. I would pay for the pro because it's not a ridiculous price you've got. Mm-mm. But you shouldn't really have to. If you're with a quality hosting provider, they should provide a rock solid, reasoning rock solid. And you should, and they should offer multiple tiers of backup if they're serious. You know, I spend a lot of money on not only with the host, the tier one, but on the secondary tier backup. So I know that we've got multiple vectors when it comes to backup. because I'm hosting people's livelihoods and businesses. So I don't want to get in the situation where we don't have multiple backups to offer people myself. So on to the next thing, security. And security, a free tip, cloud. I would always, whatever website, I would set up a free Cloudflare account and I would have my DNS in it. If you're dealing with a membership site, it can cause some problems because of caching. But as long as you know how to set up Cloudflare, it does offer a lot of security. There's always a balance. It can, if some of your students are coming from certain servers with certain IP addresses, it can cause some red flags with any security platform, Cloudflare. Cloudflare is free, but we recommend it with our clients. And then we supply as part of our hosting package, Mailcare. Now, there's a couple of really other very popular solutions, and it really applies. It's very similar to backup and to the other things that we've been talking about. The second half is it really only applies if you've got cheaper hosting or you're not with one of the premier hosting providers like WP Tonic or Kinsta or WP Engine. The problem with a lot of these security plugins is they can really slow your website. There's one particular one, the free version of it, that's notorious because it's not off website. What I mean is it's utilizing the resources of your hosting provider to do the scans. On the pro version, it's utilizing it on its own servers, and because of that, it can really bog down a website bad. Mailcare doesn't do anything like that, and it really, really does work. It's reasonably priced, I feel, for one website. But like I say, if you're with a real premier solution, you probably don't need this either. What's your own thoughts, Kurt?
Well, when I think about the WP Tonic situation, you include it with the hosting. And so that to me is like bonus, 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 right? So,
well, I'm pretty anal about backup and security, aren't I?
So, in that regard, security is important. Everyone, you know, we talk about it all the time, but how many people really follow up on it? Mailcare to me is simple to install, simple to maintain. And when it finds something, what I like about Mailcare is it just gives you the notification, but it's pretty. As a new user, it's pretty clear cut. Like, this is the problem. And then you're like, okay, I can go fix that. Or I can hire somebody real quick to fix that. It's not complicated or convoluted or, you know, hidden in some kind of dev speak. I really like the way the program works with the user.
Yeah, they provide, if your site does, they don't provide a free version, but they'll say the one site license isn't ridiculously priced. But they offer a guarantee if that site gets hacked, for some reason, you go, they'll unhack it. And that can, you know, and they do, and it works, and they do unhack it because if your site does get really hacked, and your site can get hacked for months without you aware, because these scripts, it's not done normally by a individual trying to penetrate your website. It does occasionally happen. It's done by scripts. And they can hack in, and they're very clever, these scripts. And you don't even, when you log in as admin, you see a clean site where they get admin and they set up admin accounts that are hidden, all sorts of stuff. Having this avoids unpleasant, and you've ever gone through an experience where you've had a site really hacked for months and you're not aware of it, and your SEO just disappears down the pan, and then you realize what has happened. It's a nightmare, especially if you've got an e-commerce or a membership website that's generating income. That means that's important to you. it can become a nightmare, really a terrible experience. Having this will avoid it. And like I say, there's Sakura is one of the other main, they're reputable. There's another company also involved. I won't name it because I just don't want to go down. It's very popular. I don't like them. I don't like them. The way the company's run, and I don't like their free product because it just slows down WordPress to a treacle and it gives WordPress a bad experience to the end users. So I just don't like it. I won't name it because I don't want to get an email. So many people email me, folks, about my podcast. On to the next one. The thing that really causes a lot of confusion. We offer all top. The email functionality, transactional marketing, email was all part of the package. One of the things that causes a lot of confusion with a lot of hosting providers is you install something like MailPoet, you install something like Fluent CRM, and how do I send the email? Well, you won't be with a lot majority of hosting providers, you won't be able to utilize their email to send it out, or if you attempt to do it, they will probably close down your hosting account. You need to utilize an email provider, something like SendGrid. There's about half a dozen. Some of them are reasonably, or you can utilize an external system like SendBlue or MailChimp. MailChimp, I wouldn't recommend it anymore. A lot of their free has been reduced considerably. They also, their servers on their free service, a lot of them were blacklisted, so the email never got into the inbox of the sender. There's better solutions now, but if you're trying to do it with WordPress and you set up something with SendGrid, you've got to have a program that communicates with your website with SendGrid. And this is free, and it comes from the same people that provide Fluent CRM, and it's called Fluent SMTP, and it's just great. We offer all this email functionality as part of our hosting. We're one of the few hosting platforms that provides all this because we're aimed at membership websites and community websites. So we set it all up for our users. I don't always think they understand what great value that is, especially because email is really effective in keeping content with your students or your community. But we set all this up and we provide all the functionality. And it's just great, isn't it, really? It's free and it works with the leading CRM provider, which is Fluent, doesn't it, Kurt? What do you reckon?
As a package, the whole Fluent thing is wonderful. So you have the Fluent CRM, the Fluent Form, and then the Fluent SMTP, and they all combine to work together really, really well.
And it's rock solid and it's fluent, is it? Fluent. Did you like the pun?
I like that. I like that. I'm with you. I got what you're doing there. Yeah. To me, this is one of the things, Jonathan, to your point, this is people, they don't, it's an afterthought. People build the site, all the stuff, and then when they go to do something, they go, well, how come I didn't get this email, or how come that didn't work, or how come this isn't sending? And they get frustrated, and it's like an afterthought. They didn't realize this has to be built in order to work.
Well, it's another cost, you know, if you're doing it, we provide this, we either use SendGrid as well. We are a partner with SendGrid. I've been utilized. We provide this as, with SendGrid. So it's a premium, or for the very large, those that are looking to come back, to utilize WordPress, and they've been utilizing something like ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft, we can set up systems of Amazon Web email service, but we only provide that with our very large clients. But the cost savings and the power we can provide compared to utilizing Infusionsoft or ActiveCampaign, which are both, especially ActiveCampaign, it's a quality product, but if you're sending a lot of email, it becomes very, very expensive. We can offer enormous savings, and we've got enormous power with our partners with Fluent CRM, because you do get an inbuilt system where you can build very powerful marketing automations. If you want to put it even on a even higher level, we combine it with Fluent with WP Fusion. And then you really are talking about really top-tier marketing automation power that goes beyond ActiveCampaign, in my opinion. It's only worth going down that route if you've got a very large membership and you're doing a lot of marketing automation emails. So if it is, we can help you and save you a ton of money. But it is really, really powerful. If you need to make that, if you're doing this yourself and you're not hosting with WP Tonic, you can set up with Fluent, SendGrid for about $20 a month. You get 100,000 email you can send out, whatever. And utilizing it with Fluent CRM, you've got a rock solid platform then. Last one before my voice goes, because I've been doing a lot of talking. Kirk's had a long night last night. It's the last one, and we include it because they're another great player. On the cheaper hosting, you probably would be advised to look at this. It's another Rolls-Royce service which we supply. At WP Tonic, if you look at what we supply, everything we supply is the top tier, is seen as the top tier. Now, if you uploading a load of images to your membership website, it's understandable, but learning, especially in the world of the iPhone and Android phone, Samsung, when you can upload photos that are fantastic, but they're thousands of pixels wide or that, uploading them and then plonking them on your website will turn your website into treacle rapidly. Treacle, I mean slow. Having something like ShortPixel, which compresses them, for you, and really can help with the performance. We provide a ton of performance with our hosting, but we still include this because it's a Rolls-Royce service and it helps the type of people. If you've got a membership, you're uploading a lot of images, a lot of stuff. You're providing a lot of content for your courses to provide value to your students. We provide this. So if you're looking at an image compression plugin and a CDN to some extent, you can't go wrong with ShortPixel. It's seen as one of the leaders. Would you agree with that, Kurt?
Well, I agree with the idea that image optimization is huge. I mean, I've mentioned it 3 or 4 times today with the other products that we've talked about. And that's because how many clients do I run into? They don't understand that when they take a picture with this thing, they could blow it up and literally have a high definition street sign, a billboard on the highway with the clarity of that picture. People don't understand. And so image optimization is huge. And this is a great product and it's super, super affordable. So if someone's not with WP Tonic, the product itself is super, super affordable and it works really well.
Yeah, they're just another great team. They've been in the WordPress space. They're just incredible. I think everything we've talked about, the people behind these products are top tier, aren't they? I think I've been reasonably successful here, haven't I, Kurt? I think I've I think the everything we've discussed, all these people are top tier people in the WordPress space. Would you agree?
I would. And I think to a certain extent, you know, we, you and I, other people in our circles, we sell ourselves short on that's the value that we bring to the table being WordPress professionals, is that there's that giant flea market of 60,000 plus tools out there that become distracting. And you need someone that says, hey, I have experience with these 10, 15, 25 tools. And then based on your use case, these are the best five or six for your project. And that's a huge value for folks, because talk about a time suck, man, just trying to figure out what to use on your site and your project when you're new to the environment and trying to build these sites.
I think it's the main reason why people go to these Swiss Army solutions, is that they just don't want to spend all their time bloody finding all this out. They just want to, and if you come to WP Tonic, folks, you get access to almost everything we've discussed in this show, and you get access to my team. Kirk's part of our team. We're dedicated to helping you, and you just have a much, much better experience, and you can then concentrate on just building your business, your membership, your community online, and that's what you should be concentrating on. Right, Kurt, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, the agency is Mañana No Más, and I'm well-branded. So if you go to mañananomás.com or search Mañana No Más on any social channel, you'll find me. But I am really tied to LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn almost every day, and I'm the only Kurt Von Annen there. So when you find me, you know you got the right guy.
That's fantastic. And if you really want to support the show, please share it on your social media platforms, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever you spend time on a social platform. Can you share this episode with people? Because it's really a great way to promote the community and get more people in it. So I think we're offering a tremendous amount of value in this show. We will, hopefully Spencer will be back next week, recovered from his back injuries. And we'll have another great topic to help you build a great membership website for you and your family. We will be back next week. We see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.